Well, this morning we're going to talk boots to heels. Kate Olson with Cass County Extension joins us here this morning as we talk a little bit about that women's conference coming up here very soon, April the 12th. It's coming right around the corner.
It is. We went from the middle of winter to right in the middle of spring, and we've got a conference coming up.
We don't ease into anything around here.
No.
Let's talk boots to heels. This is something that's been going on for a few years now, and it's been pretty popular.
Yes, this is our eighth year of doing boots to heels, so we'd like to think we've learned a few lessons, but we're still learning too. So, and yes, we always have a very good turnout, a very diverse turnout. I'm always amazed. We have a pretty even split, 50-50, of new attendees and returning attendees every single year, and everybody brings a friend, I guess. I don't know.
Where'd the idea come from in the first place?
It was originally a project of Cass, Audubon, and Shelby County Extension all the way back 8 years ago when we started. The idea was to kind of build off of the Annie's Project model of financial education for women and risk management education, but throw in some fun sessions and some things like that. So it's the Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women, but we've sort of transitioned a little bit over 8 years. And I always have ladies ask me, well, I'd love to come. The sessions look great, but I don't live on a farm. Well, that's not a problem at all. Like I say, you're rural if you've driven past a cow in the last month. So, and even if you haven't, come on out anyway, because there really is something for everybody. A conference for rural women, that just means we're here to celebrate that sense of community, that sense of family, that sense that you get from living and being in a small town in rural Iowa.
You bet. Well, if you're not a producer, you're probably a consumer.
So absolutely.
In one way, you are a link in that chain. Now, I know you're one of the folks that helps to put this conference together. You got a pretty good group of people helping to coordinate?
We do, yeah. We have a great group of folks. We still have people from all three of those Audubon, Shelby, and Cass counties that started it. We rotate folks in and out, but we certainly have a good group. This year's planning committee includes myself, Becky Drager of Atlantic, Kristen Rutherford of Harlan, Aubrey Stewart of Walnut, and Abby Van Arnum of Audubon.
So. Excellent. So a good area, and it's not just a Cass County program.
That's
it happens
correct.
To be happening here at the Cass County Community Center. It's pretty much an all-day affair, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you've got a lot packed into that time for folks, starting when they walk in the door.
Right, starting when they walk in the door. We start registering at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have food available. Robert's Bakery out of Walnut's doing our breakfast again this year. They always do a great job. Fantastic food. And we're twisting it up a little bit this year, both during the morning registration session and or the lunch hour. We're going to have kind of a little mini vendor fair of local crafters, local folks. We started this last year with some of our hands-on crafts presenters doing a vendor fair, and it was very well received, so we've expanded it this year. So we like to think we live and learn from those that attend.
Yeah, well, folks always like to be fed. I know you've got some pastries when they come in, you've got lunch, you've got a little dessert going on there,
yes.
Too. folks might gain a pound or two.
Oh, well, they can attend one of our first breakout sessions about being a fun, fit female and learn how to work that back off by exercising and moving regularly in their daily life.
Oh, good. Segue there. Good job. How do you come up with the different ideas for the different types of breakout sessions that you'll have available for folks?
One of the main things we do actually is we look at our evaluations from last year. And this year we really went back and what have some of our best attended sessions been? What have some of our presenters that have received the highest reviews? And so we kind of started there, and then we say, okay, what's missing? Where are we filling in the gaps? We try and make it so folks who, if they want to attend and have a day of just kind of fun, some lighthearted fun with a group of friends, they can do that. Or if they want to take a track through the day and come away with learning and education piece and everything. So you can kind of take the serious track or the fun track, if you will, or mix it up a little bit as you go throughout the day. But we try and have a good balance of, you know, more lighthearted arts and crafts, things like that. And then the more serious, we're taking some tracks on farm transitioning and leasing and legal things like that, too. So we try and once we've filled in those gaps with our really popular presenters and our really popular topics, we say, okay, what else is new and fun? And that's where we come up with one of our topics this year is arm knitting an infinity scarf, which I don't personally on my YouTube and Facebook feeds of those videos have been popping up a lot. So that's a really trendy thing right now. I can't follow the videos for the life of me, but I figure if I sit in a room for an hour and a half with somebody and they show me how to do it step by step, I might come away with something I'd actually wear.
You know, it's never, you're never too old to learn. You're That's never right. too stuck in one place that you can't come up with something new.
Exactly. So, we try and mix it up a little bit, throw in some popular topics that people just love to hear updates. They love to get that education piece, and then throw in some new, trendy, exciting things too.
Now, these breakout sessions, I know there's not a deadline necessarily for pre-registrations or anything, but is there a premium on registering early so that you can get the sessions that you really want?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, we will take registrations all the way up to walk-in the day of the conference, walk-in at the door, and we would love to have people do that. But if folks want to make sure, especially we're switching up the schedule a little bit this year, our afternoon breakout sessions, we actually have 5 to choose from in one time slot. They're an hour and a half, so they're longer, they're more in-depth, they're really pretty hands-on, but a lot of those sessions do have caps. They have limits on how many people we can put in them, so if you want to get in your first choice, we do encourage you to register early. The other thing that registering early gets you is a guaranteed breakfast and lunch and the desserts, which might I add, Kim Comus Wild Almond Cakes and Pastries here in Atlantic does a fantastic job. She is providing desserts for us. She's been here a couple years ago, doing it again this year. Always a treat to look forward to.
Ah, treat. I get you. Yeah, nice call there. Registration is $30, so it's not gonna bust the budget.
Oh no! If you think breakfast, lunch, dessert, vendor fare, 2 keynote sessions, 3 breakout sessions, all materials for all of those. Registration automatically enters you to win one of the door prizes donated by local businesses as well. So. $30 for the entire day, 2 meals, all your breakouts, pretty good deal.
We didn't really talk much about the featured speakers that you have there, too. You've got some folks that have been pretty popular.
We do. Chris Butker, it was our original keynote speaker when we started this 8 years ago, and we have been talking to her for the last couple years. She's agreed to come back this year. She is just has a fantastic outlook on life, a great perfect way to start off the morning, bottom line. So she will be starting us off about 9 o'clock in the morning. Living and giving your best is her topic. She is married to Tim Butker, who is a Harlan native, but they own Barn Happy, which is a restored barn right outside of Cedar Falls. They feature all made Iowa products, a big cafe, a big store, and a restored barn. Just fantastic folks. Chris is just exceptionally outgoing, great outlook on life, easy to get along with. Perfect way to start off the morning. So we're very excited she agreed to come back this year.
What is her topic?
Living and giving your best. Some of the things that she will be talking about include seeking balance in your life, knowing yourself, and then knowing what your strengths are so you can give your best to every day.
Something everyone can take something away
from.
Oh,
absolutely.
Very good. And that'll kind of get us started. And then you have others as well?
Yes, our other main session that everyone will be in is over lunch. Fashion is one of the topics that is requested over and over again on our post-conference surveys. And we've run into scheduling issues before, but we're very excited this year. We have Brandy Eccles of Lulu's Boutique here in Atlantic, and she is going to come talk about fun ways to mix and match, wear 3 different outfits 9 ways, kind of take those feature pieces in your closet that you love, dress them up, dress them down, get creative, how to follow the styles without breaking the bank, if you will.
Sure. Very good. And again, something everyone can take something out of.
Yep.
We're all wearing clothes, I hope.
Yes.
Although we'd like to get to a point this summer where we can wear less clothing.
Yes.
So this cold winter we've been suffering through. So make sure you're fashionable and trendy.
Yes.
When it comes that time. Very good. Well, if folks want to sign up ahead of time, how do they go about doing that?
If they want to sign up and make sure they get in their breakout session and we save them a lunch, we would love to have them stop by the Cass County Extension office, pick up a brochure. If they are a previous attendee, they should have been mailed a brochure or emailed a link. They can print off a registration form and a list of all the breakout sessions on our website. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension online. Boots to Heels also has a Facebook page with a link to the registration form. You can either click there and we'll mail or email you a brochure. And also I want to mention, if you want to attend Boots to Heels for free, we are about 5 likes away on our Facebook page from giving away a free registration to attend Boots to Heels. So check that out and invite a few friends, and hopefully we'll be giving away a free registration to Boots to Heels before the end of the week.
Excellent. All right. So get after that here pretty quickly, because you don't want to miss out if you want specific sessions.
Absolutely.
Make sure you get that opportunity and don't miss out. But you can sign up that day. So if it's a last minute thing and you got some friends who think, hey, we'd like to do this, you still have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Great. That's coming up again Saturday, April the 12th. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. What time should they be there?
Well, depends on how early they want to get their choice of pastries and get through the vendor fair. They're certainly welcome to come in, you know, 8:45, you can register and find a chair, but can't guarantee you that the breakfast won't be slightly picked over, and you want to give yourself time to get through the vendor fair. So the
registration actually starts at 8.
Registration actually starts at 8, and breakfast will be ready, and we'll be good to go.
Very good. Then they'll have you out the door by around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there are door prizes and some other fun things there too, so don't miss out.
Absolutely.
Boots to Heels 2014 coming up at the Cass County Community Center. Again, that's Saturday, April the 12th. Hope you get a chance to look that over and consider that for your Saturday of good times, I guess.
Yes.
Good times and good information. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.